The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN125.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
This has got to be one of the luckiest teams in recent history.
I would have liked to have seen them make a play at the end of the game to win it.
I almost felt bad for Brandon McManus because they put him in such a poor position. And this is Vance Joseph mismanaging end of first half.
And end of
and
game.
And end of game.
The reality is yesterday's game, those two teams played pretty even.
Yeah.
So it was going to come down to who made a play at the end. In this case, it was who didn't make a play. Six wins in a row, you're right, nothing to sneeze at. But if we're going to think that there are more than just a team that's going to beat the Bengals at home and then go get killed in New England again, there needs to be more progress.
Is there anything outside of an injury that would make you feel like this team can go into New England and win there?
Right now? No.
Would it make you feel like they could go into Kansas City and win there?
Today? No.
I just don't know if anything can happen between now and the end of the season that would convince me.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776, or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at my name Jong, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours, a lot of Texans, a lot of NFL, little Lance Zierlein. Gym of the day, woman with a dog head. A little bit of everything. So
not like her head was an actual dog head, dog head.
You know, she was wearing a dog head, and right. She was muzzled.
Yes.
So, I mean, there is that. Take a second to remind everybody, I'm sure you know, but tomorrow's voting day. Get out and vote.
Yes.
Please, because doesn't matter what direction you're going, doesn't matter who you're voting for as far as I'm concerned, but it's important that we as Americans, you know, make a statement. So yep. Get out there and make your statement, whatever it is. And
you already vote or you vote tomorrow?
I'm voting tomorrow. The only thing that I am on record about is I am pro Prop B in Houston, and I believe our firefighters should be taken care of, and I will be voting for that.
Okay.
And that's it. Everything else on the ballot, I've done my homework. And just to let people know, on SportsMap, we put Channel 13's voting guide. So if you want to go and check that out, you can. It's got everything you need to know about voting. Just trying to help the people out.
Does it let you know about the races or just about, like, where to vote and things like that?
I'm looking for it now. It's supposed to be on the site, but I don't see it right now.
Maybe. Okay.
Okay. We'll get it up. But yeah, they have a voting guide. There's the Chronicle does a really nice job. I rarely say that. You rarely hear those words out of my mouth, the Chronicle doing a nice job, but they do a nice job of that. And I tweeted something earlier that my friend Blair sent me, which is a breakdown of every candidate. It's a Houston Women's Legal something or other that does it. I can't remember exactly. They don't pick. They just ask all the candidates questions for you, which is really cool. You can find out where they stand.
Nice.
So highly recommend that. Do your research tonight if you haven't voted yet, because there's a lot of judges on the ballot, and those are very important, and people don't spend enough time with those. But other than that, please get out, vote, be an American,
That's
be a Texan.
It. That's right.
And, you know, we'll see how our state looks after tomorrow. We'll talk a little college football, because there's so much.
Yeah.
And we have not even,
we've not scratched, even scratched the surface.
No, we haven't. Well, I scratched UH's surface.
You did scratch that.
Not happy with them right now, with that half-ass effort of theirs.
No. I guess we should start with Alabama LSU.
Let's start with the real game that mattered. And
listen, I've got two ways you can look at this game, and I honestly, I don't think that either one of them is wrong.
That Alabama's really good or Alabama's really great? Those are your two ways of looking at it.
So Alabama is really good, and 29-0 is, I mean, against that LSU team is pretty phenomenal. But to be fair, this was not the offensive outburst that we've seen from Alabama. And I think it gives hope to some of the teams that are a little less one-dimensional on offense. And LSU really is no dimensional on offense. They don't have an offense. They've been bad at offense all year.
They've got talent there. They just don't have an offense.
They're just not good offensively. But you're going to think I'm crazy. I still think the team that has the best chance to beat Alabama is Michigan, because they are elite defensively and they can score. And this game also, in my eyes, gave hope to a team like Clemson, who is also elite defensively and can score. So, I, in a way, I was like, wow, I was really impressed with what Alabama did. But at the same time, I was like, you know what? They're not an unstoppable force.
Yes, they are.
You think so?
Yeah, I think what I saw was a team that went into the toughest possible situation it could be in, puts up 29 points.
Yeah.
And you know, that's we talked about it all the way in. That's a tough place to go and play, and how rare it's been that LSU has lost by more than 10 points at home. And the LSU defense, I thought, played great, and they still gave up 29 points.
Yeah.
And the Bama defense, by the way, when they need to show up, they do. They've given up some points this year when they've had second, third string guys in, but they went in to win that game, and they did. And it wasn't as close as the score indicated. LSU never had a shot.
No.
And I still think LSU is an extremely talented team, and had every advantage in that game, and it wasn't close. So I see no chance that a Michigan or even Clemson can stay on the field with him right now, especially with Tua at quarterback. That guy is so
good.
Well,
what I will say is if they don't score more than 29 points against Clemson or Michigan, they're in a ball game.
They're going to score more than 29 on those teams, though.
Okay.
I mean, I know Michigan's defense is good, but again, I'm looking at it situationally. This was going to be their toughest test, and it wasn't a test.
Yeah.
And, I mean, 29 points is no joke in that situation.
It's by far the least they've scored this year.
It is, and that was in the toughest situation they're going to be in. I think, you know, Clemson is getting better and better, and that kid at quarterback's getting better, and they have, I mean, their defensive line is as good as anybody's,
and they have a coach who wants to go out and embarrass everybody.
Yeah,
they were basically saying, like, if you didn't want to come to Clemson, if you picked another school over Clemson, we're looking to make you look stupid for that. Which is, like, really petty, but kind of awesome at the same time.
Yeah, I don't mind petty. Petty can be good. I think Clemson, maybe, because I think they have more offense than LSU.
Oh, they've got way more offense
than LSU. I mean, that's the only team that I can look at. I think Michigan's really good on defense, but I don't see how they – as good as they are on defense, they haven't seen anything like this kid at quarterback.
No, they haven't.
And
but
nobody has.
They just put up 42 on Penn State in what was supposed to be a tough game for them.
Yeah,
supposed to be a trap
Penn
game.
Penn State's been crap now for a month. So,
yeah.
Listen, I like Michigan, don't get me wrong, but I'm not going to look at that game Saturday night and say, oh, that just opened the door for somebody for Alabama. And it's like they could not have played in a worse environment and still covered the spread.
Yeah.
Easily. All right, we'll look at some of the other games.
Is it all about the spread to you?
No, it's also all about – listen, I hate Nick Saban And I wish Alabama, I said before that game, I wish Alabama would lose. But, you know, I'm watching that game, and 5 minutes in, there's no chance they're losing that football game.
Yeah.
You just see the talent there versus, and LSU, like I said, as much talent as just about anybody not named Alabama. They don't necessarily put it together all the time. But I thought Alabama looked really, really good. And, you know, that's supposed to be a big rivalry, right?
Yeah.
You go hang 29 on them. And
I'm curious what the top 10 will look like tomorrow.
I think the top three are pretty obvious. You know that.
I think the top four are obvious.
Yeah, I'd have Michigan fourth.
Yeah, I don't think that's after that performance. They were already fifth. Oklahoma barely won.
Yeah, I don't think you can bump Oklahoma too much off of that.
Yeah, so I think it has. I think Michigan's got to be the.
Well, I think
the
Michigan.
Top dogs.
Michigan at this point. You can't keep them out if they win out.
I don't think so.
There's no way. Because if they win out and Oklahoma wins out, you're going to try to make a case for Oklahoma over them. I can't do it. If their only loss is to Notre Dame, who, I mean, granted, didn't look great against Northwestern, but still won.
By the way, Michigan is going to stomp a hole in Ohio State. Ohio State's defense is so bad. They've
got
given
no so many big plays.
Yeah. Michigan is going to kill those guys.
And honestly, you know, Notre Dame – I think if Notre Dame played Michigan right now, I think Michigan would beat them.
Oh, I have no doubts. Yeah, I think unfortunately, maybe a little unfair. I think Notre Dame is probably about the fifth or sixth best team in the country, but they've sometimes scheduling works out your way, and it's not like they, you know, scheduled a bunch of FCS schools. They scheduled traditional powers that just weren't this year, and so their schedule isn't as strong as it normally is. Notre Dame usually has a pretty strong schedule.
Yeah,
it just happened that this year Stanford sucks, Virginia Tech sucks,
USC sucks,
Florida State sucks. You know, it's all these teams that are normally is like a big challenge for Notre Dame. They just don't. I mean, right. Besides Michigan, they haven't really played anybody good.
You obviously haven't watched Michigan. I've watched plenty of Michigan dickweed. Have some insight other than you obviously haven't watched. That's that guy goes on my list with talk sports guy. You have no credibility guy. You guys are just dumbs.
I actually do have no credibility though. So
yeah, but no, that's that. Those kind of statements are just dumb. You need to look in the mirror and go to the store. They have this little thing that'll raise your IQ from 1 to 11.
Really?
Yeah. You just plug that into your head and you're good. Texter. Then maybe you can actually text something that doesn't look stupid. Hey, guys, I got to tell you, you know what? That texter, not smart. Those kind of guys with lazy takes, not smart. You know what is smart? Hiring with ZipRecruiter. And, guys, the cool thing about this is there's a lot of job sites out there that are going to send you tons of the wrong resumes to sort through. That's not smart. Being Vance Joseph, not smart. Maybe, just maybe, you should have hired his assistant, Sue ZipRecruiter. That's what's smart. And the cool thing about ZipRecruiter, all you got to do is go to ZipRecruiter.com/play, and they're going to hire the right person for you. They're going to help you find the right person. They don't depend on candidates finding you. They find the candidates for you. Their powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes, identifies people with the right skills, education, and experience for your job, and actively invites them to apply so you get qualified candidates fast. I can tell you there's nothing worse than getting a resume from somebody, and you wind up interviewing him, and once you start talking to him, you realize, wow, this guy's not qualified for this job. That doesn't happen with ZipRecruiter. That's why they're rated number one by employers in the U.S., and that rating comes from hiring sites on Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews. And right now, how about this, Blitzers? You can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play. ZipRecruiter.com/play. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Houston Sports Talk with some certified Angus beefsteaks. What could be better?
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the official ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today by searching ESPN Houston in your app store.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 469 says, A.J. has actually equipped me to deal with you must not read guy on social media by just telling them you're in my thoughts and prayers, bro.
It's a good move.
It is a good move, yeah. I've done better at ignoring dumbs. Just every now and then, you know, when you follow a certain pattern, I like to just say, eh, oh well. Let's look at some other these other college games. And Clemson over Louisville. Okay, here you go. I didn't watch Clemson beat Louisville, but apparently that was pretty much a big ass kicking from the beginning.
Yeah, domination.
Louisville's garbage this year. And I like everything about Clemson. Yeah, it's just it's so hard. And I guess part of the reason why I'm not downgrading Alabama at all, and maybe this is the wrong impression, I still think the SEC has more talent than these other teams that they're playing. Like Louisville's nothing right now. And you know, and granted, maybe that's the wrong impression. And you know, we'll see. Notre Dame, we mentioned, beat Northwestern.
I think that, I mean, you're right that Louisville is nothing, but it's also important to remember that Alabama played Arkansas and Tennessee, who are just joke teams.
They are. I think I'd take them over Louisville right now.
Well, by the way, Alabama also played Louisville.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it's not their fault. Louisville was supposed to be better than this, but Notre Dame goes on the road, beats Northwestern. It's not a bad win. I know they weren't impressive, but you know Northwestern's pretty decent team this year. And Notre Dame, since Ian Book's been quarterback, just looks better on offense.
They do look better. I still think Notre Dame gets housed by any other team that makes the playoffs, whether it be Georgia, Oklahoma, Clemson, Bama, Michigan, you name team. I think they trounce this Notre Dame team.
I'd like to see – well, they may get as high as number two. It's all said and done. If one of those other teams loses, I don't think they will. I think, you know, if it plays out the way it looks like, they would get Clemson in the first game, and they would get housed, and you would get your Michigan Alabama matchup.
Let's play a crazy scenario here.
Okay, Central Florida. No,
no. Let's say, just for bleeps and giggles, let's say Georgia beats Alabama in the SEC title game.
I think they're
out.
You
think Alabama's out?
Yeah.
I think there's potential that Georgia could be out. Like they could win the SEC and still not make the playoff.
Yeah, I don't think they'll do that. I think they'll take Alabama out.
I don't think they will.
Yeah.
I think Alabama's in.
I would say here's the deal. You're not taking them over Clemson or Notre Dame unbeaten. All right, well, let's assume that happens.
I'd make an argument for them over unbeaten Notre Dame. I still think Notre Dame would get in, but I'd make an argument for it.
Yeah, but I mean, if you lose that championship game, see ya. I wouldn't put them in. I don't think they're losing it, so I don't think it matters. But they're not getting in. And you can't take them – you can't put them in over Georgia.
I don't know.
You can.
I don't know that Michigan won't be ranked higher than Notre Dame by the end of the season. And Notre Dame beat Michigan. At some point, it has to be about what your entire resume looks like.
I know, but I don't know what that has to do with a head-to-head championship game where Georgia beats Alabama.
Well, Michigan and Notre Dame played head-to-head is what I'm saying, and it still wouldn't shock me.
And it was also week one versus end of the season.
Yeah.
And when you lose matters. We know that. It's proven out over time. So League of Women Voters is the ones who put out that guide. Thank you for reminding me. And also buddy Eric says if Titan covers tonight, he hits a six-teamer.
Yeah, we were talking about that last night.
He put $5 on it. Good for you. I'd be rooting for you, except I'm rooting against RJ.
He said he put more than $5 on it.
Oh, okay.
He said you probably only got $5 on the Cowboys.
Yeah. Actually, I don't have anything on the Cowboys tonight. I thought it's down to four, though, so I might. Georgia took care of Kentucky. Kentucky is, you know, they're a tough out.
Yeah.
They play really good defense, but Georgia handled them pretty well. And
yeah, what happened to Kentucky on Saturday is they couldn't run the ball. Snell, who's been, I mean, really fantastic for them, just couldn't get it moving. And Georgia can put up points on you. And once they got once they got out in front, Kentucky's not the kind of team that can come from behind.
Could we agree that there's probably only six teams left that can make the playoffs at this point? Because, yeah, top four we talked about. And, I mean, I guess if Ohio State were to beat Michigan, which I don't think is going to happen, I think Georgia, okay, seven. I think Oklahoma is about as far deep as I'm going.
I mean, I think this is going to sound crazy, but if Washington State or West Virginia wins out and some other teams lose, I think they still are in that conversation.
I guess they are, but I just don't expect that to happen.
I don't expect it to happen either.
West Virginia would probably have to play Oklahoma twice. Yeah, I just don't see it. And Washington State, cute story, but...
Well, let me tell you something. Washington State, I thought for sure they were going to lose at Stanford.
Yeah,
That's a really tough road game, and from a spot perspective, it wasn't great. Oh,
they were coming off the huge game at home.
And then when they didn't lose that, I was like, well, maybe. Because now they beat Cal this week, although Cal played them tough. At Colorado next, I don't think there's any way they're going to lose that game. Home against Arizona, and then they're home for the Washington game.
Oh, Arizona's suddenly woken up a little bit. And, you know, Khalil Tate, I guess, remembered he could play. But, I just think right now I wouldn't take Washington State to beat any of those other teams I mentioned. Doesn't mean
– I don't think I would either.
Yeah,
I might take them to beat West Virginia.
I think they're kind of the same team.
Depends on where the game was.
Yeah, Oklahoma struggled with Tech, and Tech's quarterback got hurt. But this is the first time that since the Texas game where you looked at Oklahoma and said,
I
don't know. And again, I keep looking at these Big 12 teams, and eye test wise, I just don't think any of them are special. Even Oklahoma, I think Oklahoma's good. They're probably the best of the lot. But I think part of the reason you keep seeing these guys take turn like Baylor beating Oklahoma State, who just beat Texas. You know, it's like, But you mentioned Ohio State earlier. They struggled to beat Nebraska, which, listen, Nebraska's playing better, but still, you've got to blow that team out.
Well,
man.
let's talk. There was a moment in that game. They got a couple minutes left in the game. It's 4th and 1. You're Scott Frost. You go for it, right?
Absolutely.
Like, your season's dead. You've got nothing.
Right.
You've got nothing to play for this season. If you lose, if you go for it 4th and 1 and don't get it, oh, well, you weren't supposed to win at Ohio State anyway.
Right.
If you get it and you somehow knock off Ohio State, that damn near makes up for the entire disaster that has been this season.
Absolutely.
I don't know why Scott Frost shrunk up. And then
suddenly you're 3-6. You could actually get to a bowl game.
Possibly. But, let's just say that's not possible. Let's say you weren't going to make a bowl game anyway.
Yeah, I don't think they were.
You could still look at it as, hey, well, we're pretty far behind where we'd hoped we'd be, but we beat Ohio State.
Look at the progress we made over the second half of the season.
Yep.
That bodes well for next year. Yeah, I thought that was bad. But, Ohio State, I think I can't remember an Ohio State defense that was this bad.
Yeah, they're not good.
And it's all the big plays they give up.
And I don't know if you were going to mention this or not. Can we stop with the UCF deserves a seat at the table?
Yeah, we could stop with that.
They're
not winning out.
They gave up 40 points to Temple.
Yeah.
40 points to Temple. You can't possibly look at that UCF team and go, you know what? Yeah, these guys can hang with the big boys for sure.
For one game they could, but the reality is,
in a meaningless bowl game, maybe you put them on a field with Alabama in a game that matters.
Again, though, Alabama is
okay. You put them on a field with Clemson, it's murder.
I think they score points on them, though.
Maybe
they could score points on Clemson.
Maybe they could score points on Alabama, but they're not going to stop them.
Their defense isn't very good.
You got 40 to Temple. Guess what's going to happen?
I think, again, where
I understand, like, you want these teams in these conferences to get more respect.
Oh, yeah. And
but these guys,
do.
They're not the ones. This team isn't the one.
Yeah.
They're not good enough to be there. They were better last year.
They were better last year. There's no question. And, again, I don't think they belong in there. So don't start saying that I'm making a case for them. But I think to just dismiss them as not being any good is wrong. They're a really good football team, and I think they – right now, I'd take them over Washington State, frankly, if they played on a neutral field.
Oh, not me.
And I've watched both those teams pretty closely all year. I think there's a lot of teams in the top 10 they could beat on a one-off.
You won't know because they haven't played anyone in the top 25.
And I'm well aware of that, and that's, again, that's why I'm not making a case for them. I'm just telling you that to just say, oh, well, they suck and they could never beat any of these teams, that's wrong. I think they could beat a West Virginia if they played them on a neutral site. Now, would they beat them every time? No. Would they beat them 4 out of 10 times? Maybe. Maybe 5. Maybe they split. I don't know. But I don't think they're total garbage. And that was a bad game. Their defense looked bad. And no, I'm not making a case for them. I don't think they belong in there. But I also think that the difference between them and really a lot of these teams is just depth. I mean, they've got players that are going to the NFL that are matching up with these teams. If they play them one game, that'll hold up. You play a whole season in the SEC, guys start getting hurt, then I don't think they have the talent to do it.
Yeah.
They don't have the depth in the lines especially. That's the one thing about most of the non-Power 5 teams, when you go and look at them, that's the one thing that's lacking is depth on the lines.
Yeah.
So
because there's a lot of receivers, there's a lot of running backs.
Well, and that's
it's
the
hard.
Thing.
There's not many 300-pound offensive linemen coming out of high school, and the ones that do go to the big-time programs.
Right, so you have to get guys who are 260 who are going to grow into their bodies. But skill position players are easy to find.
Right.
And there's so many guys that want to go to schools like that where they put up sick numbers, and they got a pretty good quarterback. But, yeah, the difference is, and if you play week in, week out against that competition, it's not the one-off, they're fine. They'll match up with a lot of these teams in a one-off. But if they had to play 2 or 3 or 4 of them during the course of the year like everybody else does, like if you put them in the Big 12 and they have to play West Virginia, Okie State, Oklahoma, they're going to beat some of those teams. But
Oklahoma State.
They're probably a little better Oklahoma State, but they're probably an 8-win team. So, which is not garbage.
You think they have better players in Oklahoma State?
I think I take their quarterback over Okie State's, and their receivers are pretty damn good, too.
You think they're better coached than Oklahoma State?
No, I still think I'm still not sold on Heupel 100% yet, but Gundy doesn't get enough respect.
Well, the fact that we're comparing them to Oklahoma State tells you this team shouldn't be considered for the
Well, you're comparing them to Oklahoma State. I'm saying I think they're better than Oklahoma State. So
you said a slightly better Oklahoma State, and then when I pushed you on it, you're like, I think they've got a better quarterback.
I think they're better than Oklahoma State. How's
okay.
that?
That's fine.
Period. They're better than TCU.
They're way better than TCU. I'll give you that one.
They're better than. See, I think them and West Virginia are a pretty good comp. I'd like to see those two play.
Okay.
So, although Iowa State may be the one that sneaks in there.
They're the only team in that conference plays defense. Jeez.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1 live out here at Buku on Richmond and Chinua.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on Sports Map 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz out here at Buku on Richmond and Chimney Rock. You still got about, 22 minutes to get out here and see us. But if you can't make it, come out and try it. The food is amazing. And everyone who has had the daiquiris has said the same thing. So come on out here. Really, really cool place. And appreciate them having us out here. Last week, I got to tell you, I think Spring outperformed Beaumont as far as Blitzers showing up.
Really?
That was pretty nuts.
It was a pretty wild crowd up
and
there.
And this That's week good. We'll have a chance to go head-to-head because we'll be back in Spring on Thursday at Bombshells, and Friday we'll be back at Beaumont at Luke's.
Are you saying the Beaumaniacs need to step their game back up?
I'm just saying Spring came strong.
Yeah.
So a couple other college games.
I met a Beaumont Blitzer last night at the concert.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's a good drove. He said he randomly grabbed me and was like, hey, just want to let you know, love the show. Beaumont Blitzer, he came all the way in for the show.
Nice.
Pretty cool.
They will travel.
Yep.
Of course, usually if you're traveling to Houston, that's a good thing because there's more stuff going on here. But, I love the Mont. So much for Florida. I think we can write them off as being anything. They lose at home to Missouri.
Which, that loss – that LSU lost to Florida now looks worse.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was a bad loss at the time. I just wasn't that sold on Florida. And then the West Virginia-Texas game we haven't really talked about. First off, love the move to go for two.
That's balls. And you know what? I wouldn't have blamed him for not going for it because West Virginia still has a lot to play for. You know, if they miss that two-point conversion, they're not going to win the Big 12. They're not going to get into a New Year's Six Bowl. They have no shot at the playoff. They do it. Tom Herman calls a timeout. You basically wasted your best play and then still got it done. So kudos to them for getting it done. It was a ballsy move, and hard to hate on it. Here's what's crazy. We talk all the time about Texas is the easiest team in the world to bet because if they're favored, you fade them, and if they're dogs, you play them. This is how true that holds. Most of the week, Texas was -2. Most of the week. Kickoff, Texas was +1.
Hmm.
They still didn't beat them on the +1. You couldn't even beat them as a +1. So Tom Herman as an underdog just remains unbeatable, and as a favorite remains imminently beatable.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of Texas. I think they're certainly better. They certainly have made strides, but
they've got a really solid player at quarterback in Ehlinger. They've got nobody who can run the football, and they don't play defense. So it's funny because last year when they weren't getting any quarterback play, the only reason they were even remotely good was because they were so great defensively. And now there's just nothing from the defensive side of the ball. They've turned back into a regular Big 12 team.
3-2 says, UFC would be like Hawaii when they played Georgia in a bowl game and they were ranked 7th, I believe, and got smashed by Georgia. They're better than that Hawaii team was. That was a run-and-shoot team. And also, sometimes in these bowl games, it just depends on what they mean.
It depends on what the other team's motivation is.
Yeah, and last year, there's a reason I bet on Central Florida against Auburn. I told everybody in the world I was betting on Central Florida. It's not because I think they were better. It was because Auburn thought they were playing in the playoff a week before, and now this is what they get. They get UCF. They had a bunch of guys go into the pros. The motivation's not there. For UCF, it's your Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And so in that situation, now, in this case, because it's the second year, and, if you're, let's say, West Virginia, you don't want to get embarrassed by these guys. It might be a different deal.
Speaking of Auburn, poor Aggie.
Yeah.
Dominates the entire game.
Yeah, that was.
And then gives up 2 touchdowns in the last 5-plus minutes. Dude, I mean, every time I think, maybe this program's really starting to show out, it's like it's 2 steps back.
Yeah, and
now they're sitting at 5-4.
Right.
And
they still have LSU, who they never beat. Maybe this is the year, but, they're coached better. You look at that team, they're much more competitive than they were the last couple of years under Sumlin, but the record's not going to reflect it.
And this is a bad loss. Auburn's not good.
Auburn's not good.
So that's a bummer for them. And their gimme game that's left on the schedule is UAB, and UAB ain't a gimme.
No, I mean they'll win that, but
I think they'll win it too.
I'll be curious to see what the number is
although you know what, if you told me UAB and Auburn were playing, I don't know. I don't know who I'd take.
I'd still take Auburn, but.
You wouldn't feel good about it, I tell you that.
No, I probably wouldn't play it, to be honest with you.
But I think they should. You're finally what was looking like a really solid season with real growth, now suddenly feels kind of like same old stuff.
Yeah, well, I think early on they played so much better than I was expecting. Yeah, especially almost beating Clemson and stuff like that. And you start thinking, okay, they made progress.
They gave Alabama at least.
I think they made progress.
Sort of a game.
But real progress will be when they win games like Mississippi State and Auburn, and we're not talking about it.
You know,
it's like, okay, you took care of business. Your only loss was to Alabama and to Georgia or something like that.
Right.
That'll be progress.
All right, guys, got to tell you guys about what's going on with the Rockets. The 17th annual Rockets Run presented by Children's Memorial Memorial Herman Hospital is this Saturday at Toyota Center. Your race registration includes one ticket to a future Rockets game, T-shirt, post-race party, and more. Choose from the 5K fun run, the 2K walk, or the kids' 1K events. Finish line is center court. Visit rockets.com/rocketsrun and register today. And then they've got the 17th annual that Rockets Run. Again, you're going to want to be there. The game ticket included, the T-shirt, the party, all that stuff. It's going to be a good time. Make sure you get out there. Go to rockets.com/rocketsrun and register for that today.
Never go back to the AM dial.
Your home for sports is only on FM.
With ESPN 97.5.
And SportsMap 94.1.
Guys, there's a lot of different energy providers out there, and there's always different offers, ranging from free weekends, free days, cash bonuses. The list goes on and on. And you may have fallen for one of those deals somewhere along the way, and then months later found out, wait a minute, now I'm paying a higher rate than I signed up for, or they're tacking some additional fees onto my bill. What's going on with that? You know where that doesn't happen? Triangle Energy, ever. You know why? They keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. Good, honest business from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE. Or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN for an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE. Or TriEagleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One segment to go. As much as I love that song now, I just see Thor swinging that hammer every
time
I hear it.
It's so crazy, right?
I know. And there's probably people who didn't even know that song before the movie came out. That happens sometimes.
That's shameful.
It is, but you know what? People are shameful sometimes. Just want to remind you one more time, check out sportsmap.com today. Great stuff on the site. Follow us on Twitter at sportsmaphou. I'm very proud of the website and the direction it's gone, and I think you will enjoy it. All right, let's do a dumbass report.
All right, let's start with a county prosecutor who had, in Greenville, South Carolina, he'd been receiving death threats. What would be the right move, in your opinion, if you were a prosecutor and you were getting death threats?
Well, sir, I don't believe that these people would actually kill me, but I would call the police and get additional security.
That's a good way. Yeah, you could hire a security guard. You could even go buy a gun if you felt
that's
that
right.
threatened.
I'd go buy a gun or two, and I'd have one downstairs and one upstairs.
What you shouldn't do is sign a gun out of the sheriff's evidence room that was used in a murder.
Ooh.
Only to have it stolen out of your car a month later. The events happened.
Well, sir, I do apologize for this. I made a mistake. I should have shot the man myself.
He's trying to get reelected tomorrow. And, I mean, they are coming down on this dude. The gun in question was an essential piece of the probable cause for the officers to get inside the car and search it. He didn't want to buy a gun because of the expense and what he considered a temporary need for it. Said he consulted with the sheriff at the time. Prosecutor declined an offer to assign a deputy to him for protection. Instead, he just took a gun that was being used in a murder investigation.
I would have gone ahead and let the deputy hang out with me.
So,
that's just me.
Not wise, guys.
I'm just going to sign this out. So.
Yeah, I'll bring it back here shortly.
Is that murder trial over yet? Does it matter?
And let me tell you, man, these guns, they're no joke. This guy in Macon, Georgia, was accused of robbing a McDonald's.
Okay, let's just start out with, if you're robbing a McDonald's, you're not doing robbing right. Let me just start with that.
Maybe you look at it as an easier target than a bank.
Yeah, and you get $18 and a, you know, Big Mac. Woo.
Yeah, the special sauce, though, there's value.
Yeah, that's true.
You could maybe get the recipe to the secret sauce.
Yeah.
During the he had a handgun, was wearing a wig. and he demanded to speak with the manager and had the manager take him to a safe in the back office. The manager opened the safe, and the suspect allegedly took the money, but at some point, the gun fired, and employees ran to the front of the store. The man, Dante Grayer, who's 26, he ran out of the restaurant and was later found lying down on the ground in the parking lot screaming for help. He was found wearing only his boxers and was near several articles of clothing, a wig, and money. He had accidentally shot himself in the left thigh during the crime.
So he plaxicoed it.
He was taken to the hospital and will be jailed upon his release. Not wise.
Did he get the Big Mac?
I don't know. Okay. I don't think he. I think maybe he was eating chicken McNuggets when the cops showed up. And finally, Flint, Michigan. This is an odd story. A woman called the sheriff's office saying her son had been kidnapped. She said, "My son is being held against his own will for ransom money, and I believe he's a drug dealer." The woman told the sheriff the last time she saw her son was 6 days prior. Within that time frame, the sheriff said someone called the woman asking for $1,000 to free her son and his vehicle. And then they called the son's father asking for an additional $500. The sheriff said the mom sent the $1,000 where someone came and picked up the ransom. And then they said, "Well, when we got into the case, we check all the tapes to surveillance footage, and we see the defendant, Jason, picking up the check himself and driving off on his own car. Jason Hiller is her son." So he faked his own kidnapping.
I hate to say it. It's not that uncommon for people to do that and try to get money out of their families.
Extort your own mother for drugs.
Well, I mean, he's probably been stealing money out of her purse to buy drugs for years, so how is that any different?
Yeah, so he's now facing a multitude of charges, including false pretenses, and his charge carries a pretty high sentence here. He's 40 years old.
Oh, jeez.
Like,
I'm pretty big. 40 years old and living with your parents, not good. 40 years old and having to steal from your mother,
yeah,
even worse.
I feel like I'm 38, and honestly, if kidnappers called my mom right now, she'd be like, "That dude's been out of the house for 20 years. You better find somebody else whose problem that is. That ain't my problem." But
yeah, I thought about faking my own kidnapping, but if somebody called my wife and said, "Hey, I want money,"
yeah,
she'd be like, "No. No, in fact, I'll pay you to kill him.
You can keep that hoser."
Yeah. "Oh, no way. In fact, for $5,000, can you make him disappear in the Gulf of Mexico? Don't you know? You betcha."
And that is your Dumbass Report.
Awesome. All right, fun show. Want to thank the fine folks out here at Buku for having us out.
Yes.
I hope we get another opportunity because this is a really cool place. Food's amazing. And that's music. We must have timed this perfectly, AJ. Tomorrow we're back in studio. Tomorrow, Wednesday, the only days we're in studio this week. And then we're on the road again a little bit later in the week. Want to thank Jong Lee. Great job back in studio. AJ Hoffman, great job. That didn't suck too bad today. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.